Well, thank you very much for this generous introduction. I usually prefer that I be introduced as a worker of the Levy Institute, but somehow or other this doesn't always get transmitted correctly. I feel much more at comfort with this type of an introduction as opposed to the introduction that you gave me. And, you know, to remind you, President Lyndon Johnson once was introduced in very glowing terms, and he sat and said, well, my mother would have believed it, and my father would have just shaken his head. It is particularly challenging for me to comment on Amit Bhaduri's presentation. And that is because for those of you who know the work and writings of Amit Bhaduri, you will find very difficult to actually comment in terms of critiquing what he usually writes and talks, especially if you are from the heterodox side of economics. Amit clearly does not wear the mainstream label. And he usually attacks mainstream economics on their own turf, which is that he uses very fancy modeling and good mathematical representation. And I say this because even though he didn't present anything like that, his talk was based on a very well-argued and articulated paper where the fancy mathematics are present. So I will follow his example, and I will not sort of comment on the mathematics of it, because after all, he did mention the right names, which I embrace, such as Keynes, Kaletsky, and Godley, and the Levy Institute. So how could I say something against that? But the task of a commentator, I suppose, is to limit the self-admiration dimension, and therefore I will try to do that by saying that what I would have liked that he who should have mentioned was that there are some policy implications of what has happened in terms of the global financial and economic crisis. And I draw that from the work of Hyman Minsky, and of the Minsky moment, sort of notoriety. Those of you who do not know enough about the work, I think that the Minsky moment has been written, referred to in a number of publications, both in the popular press as well as in the academic press. And Hyman Minsky started from where Amit's presentation ended, which is that the economy will be oscillating. He mentioned that the economy is inherently unstable and incohesive and incoherent. So therefore, one needs to be able to deal with that as sort of the capitalist system and in an advanced economy like the one we have, as well as the implications that this advanced economy, whether they call America or the European Union or Japan or Britain, have in the developing world. What Hyman Minsky had suggested, which I think in some way the paper goes into, is that financial innovation will take place, and that what that means is that bankers will consciously subvert the financial regulation that exists. And we have seen this in terms of the subprime market, and in general, the securitization process. Now, clearly, 20 years ago, Hyminsky wrote about securitization and tried to indicate the power of that process. But he also suggested that there is ought to be a way to deal with that, which is not to keep creating financial regulation, which again would be subject to subversion, but to recognize that there ought to be placed limits in terms of the size of financial institutions and their extent of activities. So that if you were to have a banking holding company, the appropriate firewall should be placed among the various activities so that a systemic risk of a financial system is actually avoided. Of course, that would be very difficult to do, and the experience that we have seen both in terms of the Federal Reserve, whether it's Paul Volcker or whether it's Alan Greenspan, and perhaps to some extent Ben Bernanke, who are on the persuasion of the free market reign supreme, that may be difficult to see. However, I think it's important that since we pretty much all recognize that the economy is subject to instability, is to see what the policy implications will be, such as the system should be smaller. Clearly, the financial institutions should be designed in such a way so that community development takes place. And Haminsky had something to say about how community development banks could be created. But furthermore, what he suggested is that one should look at the economy not as an investment-led growth, but in what Rania alluded to it at the end of your presentation, in terms of consumption-led growth, which is that wage-led growth will increase wages, and therefore that will have an impact on the effective demand, as opposed to the demand being dependent on a lending boom, as we have seen during this past sort of decade. So what is it to be done? Well, there are many other policies that could be implemented, and again, I think Rania mentioned it, but you will hear more about, which is to create, to look at employment as the center of gravity, and how to create employment, because sometimes the private sector will not create employment in areas where the demand does not exist. Certainly, therefore, the government has a responsibility, and this was Herman Minsky's basically proposal, which was the revival of the big bank and the big government. Big bank is what Amit alluded to, it, which is the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or the European Central Bank or any other central bank acting in federal infusion of liquidity as the lender of last resort. And the big government as exactly what we have seen, not only in the United States in terms of the fiscal stimulus, but in China, in various countries in the European Union, and also in England. So what I want to say is I want to end by saying that, again, I don't want to critique, but I wanted to suggest that one should not forget the analysis of Hyman Minsky. Now, I have a particular interest for that because I have written a lot about Hyman Minsky. I am in the process of republishing his collected economic papers, and after all, my publisher wants to make sure that the books that would be issued would be actually bought. So thank you.